Hello, hello, and hello some more. Welcome back. It has been a long 2 to 3 years now, I think. It's kind of hard to keep count, but a lot has happened, a lot has gone down, but there's been a lot of growth and a lot of changes as well. So I'm excited to finally be back here behind the mic. So welcome to now my YouTube family and also my podcast people. So if you've been listening to Unmuted Youth, you already know what's going down here. You already know what this is all about. So I just want to welcome everyone in along with the YouTube and the podcast side. And this will be our very first reboot episode of Unmuted Youth podcast. And it's exciting. It's been a minute since I've been behind this mic. I've been wanting to get behind the mic again, but there's a lot that I gotta catch you guys up on compared to what has been going on in these past 2 years and what I hope to see in the future. So this podcast is going to be about what I've learned in the past 2 to 3 years, what I've learned in the year 2020 and what I learned in the year 2021. So we're just gonna mush those 2 years together about all those wonderful life lessons that I was able to learn and really dive a little bit deeper into some of those trials and tribulations and kind of give you guys my testament and my testimony of how I want to do things differently moving forward in the year 2022. So let's get right into that. Let's do this. So question number one, where have I been and who am I? These are very important questions, kind of a two-parter, but for those who don't know, my name is Cheyenne Simone, and though some of them may know me as Sincerely SC, I'm a host for Unmuted Youth podcast. So I started this podcast back in like 2018, 2019, and my goal was to make a platform where I could share things about mental health, I could talk about Black life, Black love, I can talk about just my own personal journaling experience through audio. And I had a couple listeners, you know, I had a good enough amount of following of people to hear me out and, you know, talk about adulting and what that meant, especially going into my junior year of college, which kind of fell off considering that 2019, we weren't expecting what 2020 was going to be, which leads up to my next question. So why did I stop? So this podcast was my way of sharing, like I said, my mental thoughts and just my health and everything. But I was still in school. I was a college student. So I am actually now a recent college graduate from the University of Oregon with a major in journalism and a concentration in photojournalism. So I completed 2.5 years on campus, and the last year and a half was at home. Like many other people who may have been in my shoes. So that big question of like, why did I stop? There was a lot going on, like a lot. I was balancing school, I was balancing work, I was working part-time, and I had a lot of like club activities, and I was a little bit of everywhere. Like, I was literally a little bit of everywhere, and I didn't take enough time for me. I didn't take enough time for my self-care. Like, I was talking about my mental struggles in adulting and how hard college was, especially at a predominantly white institution, but I wasn't taking care of myself. And to go through something like that, and to go through that as a first generation college student as well, that journey was something I had to take alone, but I wasn't keeping myself prepared for all the things that were coming my way. And I was kind of like, oh, I can deal with it. I'll figure it out. Like, that was definitely a number one thing I kept saying all throughout 2019, 2020, and still this year of 2021, I'll figure it out. And the thing is, I can't do it by myself. You know, that was definitely lesson number one of I can't do it alone. I need help. I need people around me that are going to be there to pick me up when I can't pick myself back up, you know? And so without all that free time and time to myself to really take care of my mental and all of that, there was just one thing after another, you know, and I started this out cold. Like when I started this podcast, I was like, boom, I got a mic. Boom, I got a camera. Boom, I got a laptop, you know, and I use editing software and everything. And I was just like, okay, I'm gonna just sit here in one take and record 20 minutes of me just talking. I had a few talking points, but not many. And I just posted it and I was just like, oh, there. You know, and sometimes you got to do that. You know, I kind of applaud myself in trying that out and just be like, okay, let me just try this and just see if it works. But for the most part, I was struggling because I was like, oh, I don't have enough content. I don't know what I'm going to post the next week. I'm rushing the day of trying to make a post and I have nothing. Like I had nothing at all. So it's different. Is definitely different. And so that's something that I've also struggled with, of just like keeping content. And so I was just like, you know what, I have to stop. And I kind of had to make that hard decision early on of me just having to stop. So question number three, what was the first year of the pandemic like? So January, February, I was actually on campus and I was in and out of the doctors because I found out I was anemic. I kept fainting, like not really fainting. I kept having feeling like dizzy spells, like I was going to faint. And I tried to make sure like I ate earlier and I was taking iron pills and things like that. And I just couldn't figure out why I was just feeling so tired, why I just felt sick all the time. And you know, being in college, things was nasty. If you really think about how things were in 2019, leading into 2020, we were gross. Shout out to the germaphobes because they knew way before we did, because we knew nothing. It was nasty. People weren't even washing their shins. That's a problem. Anyway, so I wasn't feeling very good. And so I had got a lot of blood work done and I figured out what I needed to do. I took more iron pills. I was on birth control and, you know, just to help with my cycle. I wanted to get all that figured out. So I wasn't even really that good January, February. February, we had a lot of different things going on. I was preparing myself to go to New York. I had gotten into this program at school that I've been prepping for the past 2 years. I was making sure I had everything right, like I was checking every single box to make sure that my junior to senior year was the top. Like I wanted to go out with a bang, like that was my thing. And I wanted to make a mark on the University of Oregon in my position and role there. Not only that, I was the co-director of NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, it's a mouthful, for the University of Oregon chapter. And I was thriving. So this spring break trip, I would go to New York and I would visit Complex. I was gonna visit the New York Times and I was gonna go to the Wall Street Journal and make, you know, shake hands with different people and meet people. And I had never been to New York before. And I was like, oh, let's make a whole trip out of this. I'm turning 21. I'll be with a lot of my school friends. I'll be able to meet with my boyfriend because he's in DC and we'll make a whole thing out of it. I was totally wrong. So at the beginning, March 13th is my birthday. For many people who may not know or do know, that marked the day or that weekend. So that Friday the 13th, the world literally shut down. My flight was canceled. I had to figure out how to get that refunded. I had to move out of my apartment. I packed up at least one big bag to take back with me to Portland. It started snowing on my way back home. Like so many things went wrong. And to me, I just chucked it up to having a red velvet cake with my family and just having dinner. And it sucked for a long, long time. So Miss Rona had other plans, as many of us know. But fast forward some, like I said, I moved back in with my parents. So from March to like May-ish, schools had started back up. So spring break was over, no trip, but I had to finish my degree. So I'm going to college, I'm trying to finish everything up, and I'm struggling. You know, we're all doing Zoom calls and YouTube University, and it's a lot of fatigue, and I was tired, and I was like, dang, I need a job. You know, by the time the summer came, I was like, I have no money. I have so many plans for myself. I'm determined now. You know, I was praying a lot and crying a lot. Like, it was constant because I was stuck. I was back home. I didn't have much freedom. Not only about freedom, but we were under like a state of emergency. So there was no freedom for anybody. You couldn't go outside. You couldn't go to the grocery store. I couldn't even see my friends really. So I really relied on FaceTime. And this is also the one time where it's just like, oh, I was doing long distance with my boyfriend. Now we're actually in the same city and can't see each other. So I was like, I loved my family. I still love my family, but what more can you talk about than what kind of cereal you ate that morning? You know, like I'm so used to us going away from school and having to catch them up on everything that I experienced in college and with my friends and what I'm doing, calling them throughout the week. And now it's just like, I see you every day. I don't have anything new to say. I don't have anything new to share. And we were all going through the pandemic differently, yet at the exact same time. So to combat all of that, along with the whole social unrest, that happened as well. So it was a different layer of pressure and things that were going on, but I had saved up and I got a car. And I used that car to make money, and I was doing DoorDash for quite some time. And it helped keep some change in my pocket. And I was so excited because that was my first car and I paid for it in cash. I was searching, going to car lots with a mask on, and I was determined to get a car. I wanted to have that freedom back and to feel like I was adulting because I had my own apartment and I had a job and I was working towards getting a car and I was getting business opportunities, and then all that was gone due to the pandemic. So that was a lot. That was definitely a lot to unpack. But now we're gonna fast forward some more because we all know how 2020 went. But with 2021, that's where I really want to touch on a little bit more. So now in 2021, I wanted to write some realistic goals for myself. I wanted to set some real resolutions for the new year, and I wanted to be intentional about them. So I wanted to save money to move out. Did that. I wanted to travel. Did that. I wanted to love on the people around me, love on the people who have shown me love. And I'm working on that, and I feel like I've done a good job as well, but there's always room for improvement, especially for the loved ones in your life. And I wanted to work out. Now I tried working out. The snacks came faster than the workout plan, and let's just say we got some improvement for the next year. Sure. I wanted to start a new project. Did it come a little bit later? Yes, but this YouTube, you know, I put out 5. This will be the 6th episode or post on my YouTube channel, and I just wanted to hit the ground running, and I feel good about it, you know? So this is definitely a project that I planned for and I've been trying to do for quite some time, and I'm doing it. So that's some of the many things that I want to do, but most importantly, I wanted to love myself. And what that all means and what that all entails, I wanted to truly, truly love myself. That meant self-care. I got a facial, you know, I got my toes done, you know, I took bubble baths more often. I have a diffuser, I got candles, you know, getting my favorite blankets, watching my favorite movies, and really having to schedule time for myself. We do a lot of scrolling, you know, on social media. We do a lot of movie watching and, you know, just other things that take up time. Work takes up so much time. School took up so much time. And learning who I was outside of school is also something that was really tough. I'll do a whole new episode on that for sure in the future. Life after college. But my main thing was I wanted to love myself in my new 20s. Like, I'm 22 now, going on 23, and the beginning of that process is very eye-opening and something that I can't wait to really discover. So with 2021, it was hard. I learned so much and was forced to face the music about a lot of things, about my dynamic and my role in my family, about how my role is with my friends, my role at work, my roles in the people in my life, and how I show up for people and how they show up for me. It was definitely very humbling. 2021 was very humbling because I was motivated at the beginning. I was like, you know what, 2020 sucked. So 2021 has to be better. Like, there's no way it could be the same. And my whole goal was to make sure that it was better and stayed better. It fell off a little bit. I had some moments, but there were moments where I showed more growth in those challenges. I was able to handle things a bit better because I felt like I've already been through the worst, you know? I wanted to make sure that things continued to grow in the right direction. And for the most part, it did. So with that, I grew more okay with being by myself, you know, and my mental and what that means and what it means to be in my own lane and my own journey. You get one life. One. Just one. You get one life, and work, stress, school, other people's issues, and, you know, being the confidant for someone else, and it's gotta choose your battles, because your mental is so much more important. And life after college is crazy, and it's something that a lot of people don't talk about enough. Like I said, that'll be a whole nother video, but just know that if you've graduated in the past 2 to 3 years, if you graduated 10 years ago, I think those people can definitely relate to that process and self-discovery after you get out of college, especially if you went to school, you know, from pre-K all the way to your senior year of college and didn't take a break, and then you went on to graduate school. And so like, once school is gone, those 8 years, 7 years, sometimes 10 hours, you know, at a time, like, once that schedule's gone, you have to build a new structure. But again, I'll get into that later. So you kind of have like a quarter life crisis, but I'm 22, like I said. I turned 23. I'm determined to make the most out of my life and to be intentional with every single day. So that's definitely something I want to work on going into 2022. On top of loving myself, I am learning to allow myself to be loved. Sometimes I kind of self-sabotage and I feel like I don't deserve this, or I need to save, I don't have enough money to treat myself to certain things, or no, it's okay, I don't need to go out, you know, I want to make sure I stay home, or I don't feel like I worked hard enough, you know, there's always this, I haven't done this enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, you know, that kind of talk is very toxic, and I want to make sure I change that. Like, I have a whole tattoo on my arm that literally says enough, and it's important to realize that you are enough, and that you are important enough and special enough and worthy enough to be loved by other people, that your issues are not just your issues, and that there's other people who are willing to kind of help you tackle all of that. You don't have to do it by yourself. So to be more comfortable with being uncomfortable is what I really wanted to do, especially with this YouTube channel, is to push myself towards the edge of my comfortability and my safe zone, and to make myself feel better about being uncomfortable. This makes me nervous. Like, YouTube and putting myself on camera, I'm very much a behind the scenes person, hence being a photographer, hence being a journalist. Like, you don't really see those people, you can't really put too much of a face with a name, you know, to those things, and it's where I felt comfortable being in the shadows. And I need to put myself in the front, you know, I need to build my confidence up and feel like I'm worthy of being the main character in my own life, you know, as many people have said. But I want to show that I did it, you know, I don't want the what ifs anymore, I don't want the feeling left out, you know, kind of thing, but doing it because I want to do it, not because I felt like society pressured me to do it. Like, I know I'm a hoot, but I know that I'm good at this stuff, and I wanted to find something that was going to creatively stretch me. You know, I'm someone who's very much creatively driven, I'm a visual learner, so with work it was very much just like ABCD, you know, ABCD, Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 6 p.m., and I didn't have much creative stuff. I have this podcast, I love doing it, and it stretched me and it helped me realize a lot of things about myself, and I feel like YouTube and the podcast can really help solidify that bond of me getting to know myself, me giving myself more creative power, and, you know, just that energy to tap into something that's already there. You know, I feel like by not doing these creative things is me not using my gifts, it's me not using the talents that I studied for, literally have a degree in this, and not using it just feels so wrong. So I just want to make sure I tried to do that this time around, and I'm excited to see where it goes. it's definitely up in the air. I try to take as many notes as possible, try to see how things go and see how people view everything and comments and all that, but pray for me because I don't know how this is all gonna go. But I'm excited for the journey, you know? I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm not doing this for any monetary value. Like, I want to be able to look back on the work and just be like, I put my foot in that video, you know? Like, I really did good at these pictures. Being comfortable looking at myself, you know, and hearing my own voice is beyond what this all really is, you know? It's not just lighting cameras and mics and stuff like that. It's me. It's getting to know me and seeing myself the way other people see me. Like, I don't get to see this face-to-face action, like, unless I'm in the mirror. So it's just like, I want to tap into that a bit more. So with all of that to be said, I'm going to write some more intentions for the year. I will, you know, my notebook is in my room, but I will start with some more intentions, you know, saving up a certain amount of money. Like, I had a goal of saving up like $5,000, you know, for the moving process, but just in general, and I've surpassed that. You know, it's just like, once I put it down on paper, I have to make it a reality, or I feel determined or pushed to try to make it more of a reality. Like, this YouTube thing, that was on the list. And like I said, loving my friends, reaching out to my friends more, calling people, like, those were things that weren't too big or too grand or felt like, oh, I need to have a Tesla by tomorrow, like, you know, kind of thing. Is just like calling my friends, reaching out to people, you know, buying more clothes for myself, treating myself on a day-to-day basis, you know, working on my budget and budgeting, you know, financially. If you guys want a video on budgeting, let me know. I feel like I've done pretty good. This is my third year working on my budget sheet, and I've really seen how much I spend on things. Treating myself by doing my hair and, you know, dressing up more, like doing my makeup. Like, these are things that I don't have to feel like I have to do every single day, but I wanted to try to accomplish them in the span of a year, you know? So those are the kind of goals you want to look more, that are more realistic and achievable. But I'm part of those intentions. Here's some of the best quotes, and that's what I'm going to use to close this out, is one of the best quotes I've heard repeatedly in the year 2021 that I will most definitely take into consideration for the year 2022 are as follows. If you aim at nothing, you will hit nothing. Okay, so if you have no goals, if you have no idea, or, you know, like I said, intentions, affirmations of any kind, you know, you will hit nothing every single time. It does not have to make sense to everyone. It just has to make sense to you. Perfect example, this whole YouTube thing. It almost didn't make sense to me. Moving out didn't make sense to a lot of people, you know. Not going back to graduate, you know, going to graduate school. These are decisions, you know, and you ask a lot of people for their opinions because you want to make a better, concise decision. Sometimes it doesn't have to make sense to everybody. Sometimes the person you love, sometimes the friends you have, sometimes the things you have or the purchases you make do not have to make sense to everyone. It just has to make sense to you. Does it make you happy? Does it make you feel good? You know, those kind of things. Does it make sense to you? That's what's most important. Being vulnerable is not a weakness, it is a strength. To open yourself up and say, I am not okay, that is huge, and that is being vulnerable. To share your thoughts, to love, to like things, you know, is being vulnerable, and it is a strength, it is not a weakness. Loving yourself is the best written and unwritten love story ever told. Not enough people talk about self-worth and confidence and self-love. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. You have to take care of yourself before you can give advice. You have to, you know, check your own mental before you can help someone who's going through something. You know, are you ready for this conversation? Are you ready for the challenges that come with this job and, you know, being alone? Like, loving yourself and loving who you become in your own skin is a love story. It's a tragedy, it's a drama, but it's still a love story, and most people don't talk about it. So it's definitely the best written and unwritten love story ever told. And lastly, God will not give you anything that he doesn't believe that you can't handle. And that is really, really a hard thing to swallow, especially from these past 2 years. There's been things that's happened in my family and with friends and myself and just the people around me in the world, and as being Black, as being a woman, you know, there's constantly things, and he will not give you things that he doesn't believe you can't handle. But he gives it them to you so that you can go to him and help you figure out together, you know, casting your carries onto him and to figure out what that means moving forward with God, not by yourself. So that's also part of that. So those are the 5 things that I'm definitely going to take into 2022. That's full. But now I know I've been talking to you guys for quite some time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, repost it, you know? But for those who are on the podcast side of things, please like, please also comment, and please also subscribe to my podcast. Follow me. Look, you know, there's going to be a lot more coming soon, and I definitely want to keep this podcast going. So I thank you guys for joining me again after such a long time, a long hiatus. But I'm so thankful for everyone listening, so thankful for everyone watching, and to remember, never muted. And